Flooding triggered by heavy rains have forced millions of Pakistanis to leave homes, as the disaster has damaged hundreds and thousands of houses and destroyed acres of crops in southern Pakistan. The provinces of Sindh and Balochistan have been worst hit by the flooding. Some 200 people were killed in Sindh alone, with 665,000 homes being damaged or destroyed and over 1.8 million people being displaced. This year, the rains have been heavier than normal, coming as many people are still trying to recover from last year's floods. Muhammad Hashim is a flood victim.
First it started raining, then water gathered here, and later on the flood came. My house was destroyed. We have been sitting here since last week. We did not get any relief. We are eating our own food. We are helpless. Nothing left to eat. Where do we go? We are sitting on the road. Our all household items have been inundated with flood water.
The United Nations have appealed for $365 million to help the flood victims. Meanwhile, Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Jilani has toured two towns in the flood-ravaged areas, but his government's response to the crisis has been heavily criticized. And for more on the flooding in Pakistan, we are now joined live with Amjad Jamal, the UN's World Food Programme spokesman, who is currently in Badin district of the flood-hit Sindh province. Thank you so much for joining us here. Now, can you please describe to us the floods in southern Pakistan, how have they affected the local people's lives, and how to evaluate the damage triggered by the severe flooding?
Well, yes, the monsoon rain that started actually this time late, and although it was expected that this year too there will be more than 10 to 15% rains than the normal downpour. However, again, not to our expectations, 150% more rains hit hard in the lower parts of Sindh. That has caused heavy, heavy loss in terms of crops, in terms of shelter, and of course in terms of livestock and livelihood. So the lower parts of Sindh this time has been very severely and badly affected. I have been into many of the affected areas, and all I see is, you know, destroyed houses, animals, as well as people stranded in some localities and taking refuge on the roadside. So situation in the affected areas are very dire. Standing cash crops of the communities have lost. The results of the assessments which we had done, WFP, National Disaster Management Authority, and OCHA, the results showed that the situation is very critical. Around 5.4 million people have been directly affected, with 2.7 million needing urgent food assistance. And 73% of the food crops have been either washed away or lost, or they are underwater and there's hardly any chance that these will be recovered. So if you look at overall, there is going to be a huge problem in terms of shelter, in terms of food, and people will definitely need medical assistance.
Right.
And they also need clean drinking water. So these are the four areas now that United Nations agencies are working together with the government. And you already mentioned that the United Nations has launched an appeal yesterday asking for international assistance.
Now, speaking of crisis management, many local residents in the flood-hit areas have criticized Pakistani authorities' response to the crisis. Now, why are people so angry at the authorities right now?
I would say their anger is justified. However, if you look at the other side, no one was ready to this kind of rain or this kind of disaster. Yet again, last year too, we, you know, worked closely. The UN system worked closely with the authorities to do a contingency planning.
Mm-hmm.
We had identified some hotspots where we thought to get, with the government authorities that these are the areas that can be hit by the flooding. But as I've said initially, that we were expecting that there will be maybe 10 or 15% more rains than the normal, and the contingency planning or the emergency preparedness was to cater to that one. Mm-hmm. However, again, it was unprecedented. If you get 150% more rains than you expect, then I think we cannot put entire blame on the emergency preparedness.
And that was Amjad Jamal, the UN World Food Programme spokesman, talking about the devastating floods in Pakistan.